Live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Can we forget about the things I said? Can we forget about the things that have been said in the past and what things have been done? Can we ever just move on and go forward? No, we can't. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are with me today because there is some crazy stuff going on out there. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Really, all that matters is that you're a sane person. You look at so much of this stuff and you wonder, where has sanity gone? That's the big one. Sanity. Listen to Adam Carolla. You need to look him up. Actually, that excerpt that they took and played on Armstrong and Getty was an interview that he did with Tucker Carlson on Fox News. And that's what I was going to be talking about today. I thought, oh, well, gosh, you know, I don't want to overload people with the same stuff. So, but what Adam said throughout that entire thing, that entire interview, was so spot on. It just blew me away. Because it's what I've been saying. It's what Paul White has been saying. It's what so many people on this show, callers, guests, it's not being mean to enforce the rule of law. It's being mean to think that drug addicts or the mentally ill, have the right state of mind to be sleeping outside when the temperatures get so low that you can literally freeze to death. Go into hypothermia. Because they don't know. And when they were talking about, or when he was talking about, I wish he and Drew Pinsky were back, Dr. Drew were back doing their show again. I remember that from the 90s, and that was one of my favorites. But what is it to let people do drugs to the point of death that they overdose? And yet everybody has a Narcan pill or a pen now where you can just inject them and bring them back. What kind of vicious circle is that? That's not help. That's not helping that person. For a lot of them, it's prolonging the inevitable. When I was a kid, I knew there were consequences. And consequences would be stepped up if I didn't learn the first time. You know, that whole, okay, well, you didn't learn. But now, not only is there no consequences, there's actually rewards. How do we go from consequences to no consequences to now rewards? Even kids' grades. Did you see that starting 20, 30 years ago? You got punished if you brought home bad grades. You need to get an education. But then we kind of moved into, we're going to pay you for grades. If you get good grades, we give you money. If you get bad grades, well, you give a child a phone nowadays that they scream about, you take it away, and the kid sues you? What? I mean, I know I don't have kids, but this is what the worldwide village has raised. At least here in the United States. Unless you're focusing poll question today is, who do you think's leading for the Democrats? I don't think it's Biden, and I don't think it's Bloomberg. I think that's who the DNC wants it to be. Because they're not going to push communism. Socialism, progressivism, whatever you want to call it, it is all the same thing. Marxism. And guess whose father was a professor at Notre Dame who pushed all that? Pete Buttigieg. How did we get into a situation where Buttigieg and Sanders are the leads? Whether the DNC wants to believe it or not, it's just like the RNC in 16. Whether you want to believe it or not, the people out there, especially those who just turned 18 and free stuff sounds so good, the militants who you can see standing behind him, you look at some of the people who show up at his rallies and it's like, wow. Yeah, they're going to be for the re-education camps. They're going to be for the violence. It's really crazy that they keep comparing the Republicans and Trump to Hitler and the Nazis, and yet they are literally doing everything out of their book. It is history repeating itself. The anti-Semitism, the you will think and do our way. He can spin it all he wants, but yeah, it's communism. And Pete Buttigieg, he's not ahead because he's gay. He's ahead because if you listen to his message, it's the same message that Bernie Sanders has been sending out, but it's just in a more youthful package. And it's more masked. again, when I was at the Nevada Day Parade, and you saw people with the Pete Buttigieg signs and the T-shirts. Under 25. It was funny, yesterday I was talking with somebody. We need to raise the image or raise the ages of everything. And I don't believe that's just because of my age. Well, maybe it is because of my age. But you don't really live. You don't really understand. Boy, talk about an old fogey just talking here. You don't get it until you have a full-time job paying full-time bills for a family. Not while you're single, when you have a family that has to depend on you. Kids. Not just somebody in their 20s who are still, 28, still floating around. You've got the mortgage, you've got the kids, you're thinking about college. So we were pointing it out. 21's a decent age. We figure, you can start handling alcohol then. Okay. 21. To drink, to smoke, to vote. To run for president, 50. You got to be at least 50. Maybe we should cut it off as well. 80? I don't know. Do we do it until 80? We have serious issues that we need to talk about, and the only thing I'm hearing is let the government take care of it. Let the government deal with it. People complaining that, these poor kids, they can't pay back these student loans. It's called get a job, save for college, and refi. That's a word a lot of homeowners know. It's a big one. Bruce, Michael, hang on just a minute. I'm going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now. Monica Jay on KKFT.
Yes, it is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Michael this morning. Michael always brings us great information on upcoming meetings, especially for the North Valleys. And so he's calling in. Michael, what's going on up north?
Well, on Thursday, Truckee Meadows Regional Planning will be meeting, which is Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County will be meeting to vote on the Silver Hills development in the Silver Knolls neighborhood. And they're going to vote as to whether or not to go ahead and allow them to have upwards of 2,000 homes and have a new designation in the neighborhood, which goes completely against the new North Valleys Washoe County master plan and even the old master plan, because they're getting a special amendment. They're asking for a special amendment to go ahead and create this new designation for their development.
Where's the meeting going to be at?
Going to be at Ninth Street at the County Commission Chambers.
And what time?
At 2 p.m. Yes, exactly right.
I know I'm starting to sound like Tim Allen. So really what you need to do before Thursday, because, yeah, we're all able to show up to those 2 p.m. meetings. Michael, you know, correct me on this, but really you need to start making calls and emails to the commissioners, to the city council people, because those are tracked, aren't they, Michael?
Well, yeah, the thing of it is that they won't move it. They won't move off of it because the agenda is already out and we can't move that. It would disrupt too many people.
Okay, what about just putting your opinions in?
No, you want to do that. You absolutely want to do that. Anybody that wants to, they can call the county, call the city, and let them know that, you know, you don't appreciate what they're doing.
And put in there, and I vote.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you can do those things. A couple of things that you'll want to know is that there's been some meetings that have taken place with some of the people that are involved on the panel this time. And what's really discouraging is that this thing's almost 3 years down the road from where it started. And there are people that when you tell them things that they've been told over and over and over again in these meetings, they say, oh, this is the first time I've heard this.
I know.
What do they do when they're sitting up there?
Well, that's why you have to go armed. You know, you literally have that. They record all this stuff. You have to go back into the records because they know you won't. People have short memories. I mean, we could go on and on about the fire stations and what Hillary Sheevy has promised and what's supposed to be done, but fire stations are still closed. You have to go back into the records yourself and either get printed transcripts or the audio itself. You see, this is what National is also doing. You know, they're picking up, perfect example, the impeachment trial. You heard legislators, elected representatives, say the exact same thing that they said 20 years ago, but flipped it for their narrative. All of these representatives, city, county, they know all this stuff, but they're hoping that you will forget, that the people will forget. And we have to get people in there that if we have a master plan, it is not amended. We're cowing down to the developers. Or not we, they are.
About this, when you just said that you know, they're tearing apart the master plan. Each one of these people signed on to the new master plan. That mm-hmm. is part of what they do as commissioners, okay? And then the first thing they do is they undo it.
Because they know they can.
Or an amendment.
Well, and time means nothing because they know that if the developers help them get reelected or elected to positions, time means nothing. The developers will wait for a few years. You know, we've seen a lot of those projects that, oh, well, just wait until I'm reelected and then, you know, I won't have a problem.
Well, you know, one of those developments, it's odd you say that, because we have that going on right now with the development in Sparks that started in 2005 and they stopped building because of the economics. And then they started building again, and they, you know, they just got the rest of it so that they can finish their build out. But it's a really good example of patience that a builder can have. And this one, I believe, is a positive thing because they haven't altered anything they started with. They have stuck to their plan from start to finish. And that's the difference between them and the developer we're dealing with now. Because they didn't stick to the plan that they originally had in place.
Plans are put in place for a reason. And if you let them continue to change, if you let them continue to develop and make these amendments, there's no stopping them. So Thursday, 2 o'clock, Washoe County Commission Chambers, call, email, do whatever you have to do ahead of time because they know you can't be there. So if people don't show up and protest, it falls on them to make the decisions because that's what you elected them for, right? Michael, thank you so much for calling with the update and the information. Please keep on what you're doing. Because people don't know what's going on. Well, because we just don't want to know. We're feeling like there's nothing we can do. And that's wrong. It's all up to you. A phone call, an email, and always with the tagline, "And I vote." And you got to stick with that. Know who you're voting for. 884-9910. We'll be back after this break with Fox News with Linda Thompson, who, well, she wants to talk a little bit about millennials. And I love talking about millennials and their freebies. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. It doesn't matter what you're dealing with, in what county, what city, what town. This is your show to talk about it. Speaking of talking about things, yes, Nevada. Getting so sick and tired of hearing national people call it Nevada. Nevada caucus for the Democrats is going to be February 22nd. So let's get this out there. Who do you think? I mean, we all have Democrat friends. Who do you think people are talking about here in Northern Nevada? Where do you see the support going? So log on to 991fmtalk.com. Who do you think will win the 2020 Nevada Democrat caucuses? So far, people putting their opinions in, it's Buttigieg. But there's also a place here where you can put other. When you click on other, it gives you the ability to type in whichever name you'd like because we only listed six of them here. I can't count. I told you I suck at math. All right, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. We got them stacked up here. Linda, you thinking about those millennials and all the freebies out there that they're looking for?
I'm so sick and tired of it. There's a very famous quote by a Democrat president that all these young people need to learn, study, and think about. Ask not what you can do, your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country.
Yeah. That is so right on. And where did that feeling go? Where
exactly
did that idea go?
I would love to know where that went, because that today, if President Kennedy was in the office, they would call him a Republican, because the Democrats have gone so far left. And if they hadn't gone so far left, we wouldn't be trying to recall our stinking governor.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing our recall right now if they would use their brains. But they just see these free dollar signs, and I don't have to do anything. And I think a lot of it is us older people's fault. Because we grew up with very little, and we wanted our kids to have everything fast, and they started getting this sense of deserving it without having to work for it.
Yeah.
Entitlement, that was the word I was looking for.
They have
entitlement, and they don't deserve it.
You're exactly right, Linda. I hate to agree with you on that, but it is our fault. Because you said it right there. We wanted our kids, and well, in my case, my nephews and my niece, to have better than what we did and not have them want for anything. But when you don't have that want, you don't have that drive to go out and get it.
Exactly.
Linda, thank you so much for calling. I got to move on to the other callers. But don't worry, I'm going to be talking about the recall coming up here in just a bit. Cindy's on the line. Ah, Cindy. Cindy called us last week, and she brought up the fact of a property owner putting up an illegal gate onto access property because they wanted to cut the dirt down from so many people accessing it. Cindy, what's happening with that gate now?
It's coming down.
Yes. Yes, girl, you did it.
I have been in everybody's face every day. That's what it takes to get something done. Get in their face.
You do. You have to. You can't just, especially if it's a homeowner. And believe me, I am right there for homeowners' rights. But you can't restrict access when it has been agreed upon. Whether it's the Cindy sent me the pictures of where this gate was put up. And Cindy, I wrote you back immediately. And what did I say? All you have to do is take a dump load. You know, if maybe everybody on the street pitched in for one truckload, put some gravel down, that would cut out that dust and dirt that this person was complaining about. But no. Put up an illegal gate and restricted access. And that is not right.
Well, on public road on top of it, because it's Douglas County access to the BLM where the water tower is up on there. So anyways, it looks good, you know, going, you know, and if they're not out here today, I'll be down there in their face again. Because if they can't get out here as fast as I want them to, you're going to see my face. And if it's not done in a couple days, I'm going to ask them to give me written approval to get the gate down because I can get someone around here to yank that baby out.
Yeah, that's Cindy. I am so proud of you. I am so glad you did this. It's going back to we are not complainers, okay? We go by what our grandparents taught us, that the squeaky wheel gets oiled. And we need to start being squeaky wheels. Cindy, thank you for being part of the Squeaky Wheel Club. I think we're gonna have to put that together.
Can I do it? Have you? Well, I'm on live. We're collecting signatures still because we're not all the way done. There's more things that we have to address. So I'm out at Johnson Lane BLM Saturday and Sunday. I'll probably be there about 10 o'clock and whatever. So I get my numbers for signatures. And I want to do a shout out to the people that have helped me very much. And that's to the group of Sierra Stompers, OHV. And they've been helpful getting signatures for me and they're all behind me. So I've got people out of state that are, you know, cheering me on and sharing posts. And so it's good. So I'm
on
it.
Cindy, it just takes that one person with that spark to light the fire. So thank you so much for doing it. Thank you for getting in with the different off-road groups and the horse groups and the people who just want to have the access, you know, and don't use dust as a, don't use that as an excuse. That one doesn't fly. So Cindy, thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Cindy, so much, and just stay involved whatever way you can. All right, let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910, and I started to bring up some of the homeless Sorry. Vagrancy issues earlier. So Bruce jumped on the line. Hey, Bruce.
Good morning, Monica.
What is going on in your world?
Well, I just wanted to let you know, last week, exactly a week ago, I attended a focus group that was put on by Truckee River stakeholders, and it was basically addressing a lot of the problems along the Truckee, is specifically with the homeless people. They went around the group and they asked everybody what they thought was the primary issue that needed to be addressed immediately. There was a lady there from the ACLU, and I kid you not, you can't make this stuff up, Monica. Her number one issue was the lack of Sharps containers so the homeless people had a place to dispose of their syringes for shooting up their drugs. Now, in Olympia, Washington, they have clean needle exchanges. You need a clean syringe to shoot up your drugs. You go there and they give you one. We saw people shooting up drugs right there on the streets in the middle of the day in broad daylight. So this woman that thinks that that's the most crucial issue just staggers the imagination how anybody in their right mind would want to enable a destructive behavior. It just,
well,
I just wanted to ask her, where's your humanity?
And as soon as they get that, they're going to want now clean needles. You know, where is the dispenser for the clean needles so these people don't have to? And where are they getting all of these needles? You know, it just, it boggles the mind, Bruce, of they just want to keep these people down, and you follow the money trail.
Yeah, follow the money, and you'll find out why the problem is not being addressed properly and why, in fact, it's being exacerbated. There are people out there that are perpetuating this stuff. Unbelievable to me.
Yeah.
I just want to grab them by the collar and shake them. Where's your compassion? How could you let somebody live in this kind of condition and think that that's okay? What is
until you've had a family member or it has touched you personally, you've had a family member die of a drug overdose, your outlook is completely, you know, it's drug users who will get down there and get in your face. I believe, my opinion, most of the time that, hey, let these people be. You know, they're the ones that want to legalize drugs. They're the ones that want free access to everything. And then on the other side, that, I'm sorry, I'm going to break down and start crying here in a minute because I just got to notice.
I understand, Monica.
Bruce, we're going to continue on this conversation in a little bit. I have some breaking news, and before I do it, I got to go collect myself because I'm going to start crying. So, Bruce, please call back anytime you want. And we're going to take a quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk, 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I hate making announcements like this. I truly do. He was controversial at times, but he was the sweetest man. He was never afraid of me or the fact that I was in the media. He always had a hug for me. But Bob Cashel passed away this morning. And that breaks my heart. It breaks it for Pat Cashel, his family, his wife. No matter what you think of him or his politics, he did amazing things for Northern Nevada. He did amazing things for Nevada. The man had drive and a personality that was larger than life. You get him with Gino Martini, and they made you laugh so hard things would start coming out. Your nose would, you know, wherever, you would be laughing so hard. I have known Bob Cashel for my entire media career here in Northern Nevada. So 25 years, 28 years. Is one of the first person I met. And like I said, I can't say any more than that. It really breaks my heart for his family, his friends. Yeah, there are things that people didn't agree with. The train trench. But you know what? Rather than talking about it for how many decades, he just got it done. And no matter how much you want to complain about the cost, you know what? Downtown Reno is better for it. It's better for it. And that is going to be just one of many, many things that will be left behind as his legacy. How many lives he touched, how many hearts he's a part of. So I hate bringing you that news. He was mayor here for a long time. I think, what is it? 2000? 2002? And only a few years ago did he give up the seat. I'm honored to say that I knew him. And that he knew me, and that we could joke and laugh amongst all the serious stuff. Reno has truly lost a great. So my heart goes out to his family, especially Pat. Pat has his life. Pat has his life now after a life of addiction and turmoil and heartache, because his dad and his family knew what tough love was. And now he has a life because of that. I wish for anything in Bob's legacy that is what is taken away in this time, in this day and age, that tough love is okay. That's true love. The ability to say no. The ability to say that's not right and we're not going to continue that way. Bob Cashel knew when to walk away from things. He knew when to say no. He knew when to make others believe that he was the bad guy when he wasn't. He just knew what needed to be done. And he took the brunt. He took the arguing. He took the name calling. And he took it with grace, and he took it with style. And he took it with laughter. Because if there's anybody that you would want to sit down and have a glass of wine with, it was Bob Cashel. So please, just respect the man, respect his family, let them grieve, and save any BS for later. He was truly special. And we need more people like him. We need people to stand up and know and go forward that tough love is okay. It's about honesty and caring about what you're doing. And then don't back down. Don't listen to people who say, oh, you're being mean. No. Bringing people up is what it's all about. We'll be back.